sure that sounds familiar to lots of you. If you're not familiar with that, that's one of the Farms records. There you go. And joining me, two of the lads now, coming up at the arena, boys, Scouse Factor, you were calling it earlier.
No, we weren't calling it Scouse Factor. I think the
Somebody else called it that.
Yeah, we call it Scouse Stock. Basically, it's quite a few Liverpool groups. There's us, there's Mick Head from Shaq, there's the Maybes, the Aeroplanes, and the Real People. And, you know, there's some great lineups there.
Is this kicking off the Summer Pops season down there at the arena?
It's already started.
Has it started?
Oh, you've been on your holidays.
I've been away.
Yeah,
I think it started last week, yeah.
Very good. So who's put all this together then? Who's, you know, who's done the phone round, the ring round?
We think Chaz Cole, who promotes Summer Pops, approached us some time ago, and we sort of discussed with him about putting something on which is purely sort of Liverpool independent bands, I suppose. It's got a bit of a DIY theme, I suppose, and something which is Reclaim the Pops, we're calling it, for Liverpool, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. Have you ever played the Pops before?
No, we've never played the Pops before.
Never done the bit top?
No, never played it, but I mean, we haven't been that active, you know, and what happened was we did the Liverpool the Music, the opening, and then we did
the beginning of the year,
and then Liverpool number one project. I think Chaz Cole just saw the reaction of the crowd, and collared us on the way down to the dressing room and said, "I want to get you on the Pops." You know, this is never something we'd thought of ever doing, really. You know,
and of course down there the arena is such a great place to perform, isn't it?
It's a wonderful venue. I mean, we've played quite a lot of different types of venues. I mean, over the years, and when we were a lot younger than what we are now, and I just think it's very impersonal. I mean, it's not too big. You can see the stage. It's the right size. You know, like Manchester even use arenas like 18,000 people. It's just too big. You know.
Yeah.
You can get a good atmosphere in the arena. You know, it's really good. It still feels like a gig.
Yeah, I went to the Liverpool one concert. That was great.
Yeah. So I mean, the idea behind it is that you know, to promote something. You know, for local bands, really. You know, bands that haven't really been in the limelight for a long time. You know, like the Real People. You know, without the Real People, I don't think you would have had Oasis. You know, because really they adopted the Real People sound. You know, people don't know about them, but Real People were like still a very underground band in many respects, but very influential. You know, and same with Shaq, Mick from Shaq. You know, one of the greatest songwriters the city's produced, you know, so some great stuff on the night, you know, so should be good.
With bands like the Maybes as well and the Aeroplanes, they're very, very sort of similar to the way we were, I suppose, when we were doing things in the 80s when Liverpool wasn't such a nice place, you know, and I suppose all the bands that are on it have got something in common, but also have come through a period and a time by doing things yourself despite everything else, you know.
And they're not the big headlining bands either, are they? The people who are out there grafting.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Maybes and the Aeroplanes, people be able to say, oh, well, I saw them at the arena before they had, you know, before they had success, you know, because they are the type of groups, everyone's talking about them, you know, and hopefully they'll be going on to bigger and better things.
How did you get started yourselves?
I can't remember, it's that long ago.
Too long ago.
Well, it's an urban myth, it's nothing to do with Cancel Farm.
Right.
It's actually getting there. The beat goes on in the museum. The true story is going to be revealed in there, but it was nothing to do with Cancel Farm. I just used to do a magazine called The End, which was based in Cancel Farm, you see, not far from Brookside.
Yeah.
And people associated the two, you know, because I was in the group, and they thought, oh, he must have come from the farm. But it's because we used to rehearse on a farm not far from Muggle. And that's the real story.
That's where the name comes from?
Yeah, but everyone, I've fed up a number of times, so it's nothing to do with Cancel Farm, you know.
No.
Not that I've got anything against Cancel Farm, of course, but the name didn't come from there, you know.
Right.
But, you know, we've been going for many years now, and really, we haven't played live that much.
I was going to say, have you been out much?
No, we haven't. This is our first hometown proper gig, you know, doing a full set for 15 years, basically. And we haven't played since we played with the Liverpool Philharmonic.
It's a lads Friday night out. It's going to be it's the lads on a Friday night out, getting bevvies and having a bit of a ball.
I can't be bad, can I?
Yeah.
If people want to find out more, where can they?
Women are welcome to come.
Where can they get their tickets from? The arena itself.
The arena itself. I think Ticketmaster and also CMP Promotions.
Yeah.
I think they've all got websites. And they've all got. So I think there's still a few tickets left. You know.
And is Roy going to be down there? Notice Roy's
going to be. Roy Bolter, the drummer, famous drummer, is going to be down there in between his appearances at the Cannes Film Festival,
of course,
where he's the Terence Davis film's taking the world by storm. It's going
really
to
well, isn't it? Yeah.
65 film festivals it's going to.
Mm, yeah.
And it's about Terence Davis' memories of his childhood.
I've
and
seen a little clip online.
Oh, it's
yeah,
it's
really
absolutely
great.
Stunning, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll do really well. And, of course, Roy was one of our scriptwriters at Brookside.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for many years.
Yeah.
He got started.
He used to ring us up in the week and say, what have you been up to? And then you'd see all the stories putting in Brookie and when he's running out of ideas. What did you do on Friday night?
So there's still a lot of interest in the farm, isn't there, at the end of the day? A lot of people will be rooting for you, won't they, on the night?
Yeah, well, there's still... I mean, I think after the musical on the number one project, you know, it was... we went down a storm. You know, so I mean, I think it was on the back of that, really, because we never really set out. We haven't got any new stuff coming out, or we're not promoting an album or anything. We just thought it'd be good to do, and also we thought we'd be able to meet Bert Bacharach. But I don't know if he's doing it this year. I don't know if he's doing it.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's in the bill. We'll have to find out.
Shirley Bassey is, isn't she?
We'll meet Shirley. She'll do.
She always does it.
Excellent. So you're working on any new stuff at the moment?
No.
Just retired.
We both have things to do at Lipper, you know.
Oh, right.
Do a few things at Lipper and
well, you do a bit of teaching down there.
Keith's full time there, yeah.
Yeah, I teach full time at Lipper, yeah. Music lecture.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know,
is that what happens to pop groups in the end?
It certainly is. You become either become an alcoholic, or a music lecturer.
Well, we were thinking of going into trout farming, but we thought we'd give something back to the community.
Excellent. So you're busy in rehearsals at the moment then?
That's it, yeah. We've just come over. We just kind of come over for the rehearsals, you know.
Very good. I don't know what that was then. Something just came
on. Keith's phone.
That was my phone. That's a messy,
I thought they
message.
Were playing something in there.
That was a message from Jamie from Space. Jamie, yes, he's basically saying, can I get him on the guest list? Me plus one. So
that's the problem with your hometown gig. You know, just
everyone wants to get in.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I suppose we could allow Jamie in, couldn't we?
Yeah, well, we might too.
Just remind us again when it is, then what date?
Yeah, so it's Friday, July the 18th.
Excellent.
And as I say, superb lineup. I'm also getting a band. There's been a bit of a competition on the Echo and Radio City and that type of thing about getting a band, an unsigned band, to start the show off as well. So we don't know who that is yet. We've been inundated with requests, you know. So there's going to be a meeting at the end of the week. And
who's going to pick them?
It's going to be Jade Wright,
Jade, yeah.
Me and Keith, and I think someone from Radio.
That's a bit
Kev
of
Seed,
a...
is it? Yeah.
That's a bit of a gig for an up-and-coming band.
Yeah,
isn't
it?
Should be
good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's elements of that too. You know what I mean? Because we've all sort of come through the sort of, you know, in the same way. Whereas, you know, people give you opportunities, and you sort of have to really, really work at it. So we just thought, well, why not have some local? If we're going for that sort of local theme, why not have an unknown local band on as well? You know.
Is it harder, do you think, these days for?
I think it is significantly hard because the industry's changing, you know, the industry's going through a bit of a transformation at the moment. It's becoming harder and harder and harder to sell records, and live music seems to be a lot more popular than record sales at the moment, you know. So I think it is becoming harder because people think there's a lot more bands out there and a lot more people are choosing it as a career, you know, whereas when the era we came through, it wasn't necessarily your most obvious career choice at the time, you know.
It's a lot easier for bands to contact each other because of MySpace and things like that, you know, so if you've lost contact with somebody, you know. I mean, Alan McGee got in touch with us for this gig, didn't he, saying, I've got this new band called The Grants, you know, will you get them on the gig, you know? And I think they've sent the demo in as well, you know.
Excellent. So many are lined up then for it, do you know? Final?
Well, for the competition.
No, for who's on the lineup on the night?
It's us, Michael from Shaq, the Maybes, the Airplanes, the Real People, and this unknown band.
Excellent. So it'll be a good night, yeah. And tickets are on sale now, so hope you have a good one anyway.
Yeah, cheers, man.
What are you doing now? Getting back into rehearsals?
We're going to go back to rehearsals, yeah.
Rehearsals, my eye.
Pub. There's a few nice pubs around there.
Yeah.
We're really going to try and rehearse for this one. Because we always say, the big thing with the farmers, we always used to say, we need another week.
Yeah.
We need another week. We always need another week. So we've started a week early this time.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, the best of luck with it. I'm sure it'll be a sellout gig for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
okay.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, then.
Bye.
That's The Farm. Joining me, Dean Sullivan on The Sullivan Show, here at City Talk 105.9.
Entertainment, events, The Sullivan Show on City Talk 105.9, keeping you up to date with what's happening and where across the region.